This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. Britain's divorce from the EU is in peril after two leading cabinet ministers quit the morning after Prime Minister Theresa May unveiled a finalized Brexit plan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A second cabinet minister has resigned in protest. Work and Pensions Secretary Esther McVeigh quit, saying the deal does not honour the result of the 2016 referendum in which Britain voted to leave the EU. She resigned an hour after a same move by Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab, who said he could not, in good conscience, support the deal. The departures, several junior ministers have also quit, are a further sign that many supporters of Brexit won't back May in a vote in Parliament on the deal. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The British pound dropped sharply in value against the U.S. dollar after Raab's resignation. A U.S. federal judge is expected to announce Thursday whether the White House must, at least temporarily, allow CNN correspondent Jim Acosta back on the premises to do his job. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly told reporters Wednesday he wanted to ponder the decision overnight and would issue a ruling on CNN's request for a temporary restraining order at 3 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday. CNN lawyer Ted Boutros.
The judge was very, very focused on the key issues in the case, had clearly spent a lot of time studying the issues. These are very important First Amendment and due process issues that are exceedingly important to free press and to democracy and to the American people.
Government attorneys contend Acosta's conduct prevented the White House from conducting an orderly news conference. Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor has requested the death penalty for five suspects in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Washington Post columnist and critic of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was killed October 2nd after visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. A spokesman for the prosecutor's office said Thursday that Khashoggi was given a lethal injection, and after he died, his body was dismembered. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday he is renewing his call for UN financing to help pay for the so-called G5 regional force in Africa's Sahel region to fight a growing insurgent threat. A UN report said international donors have provided less than half of what has been pledged. The UN chief warned the security situation has deteriorated rapidly over the past 6 months in the region between Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. He called for establishment of a more extensive and comprehensive UN support package. The Security Council is scheduled to take up that matter on Friday. Several hundred Central American migrants arrived Wednesday in the Mexican border city of Tijuana after a month of traveling away from poverty and violence at home in hopes of entering the U.S. About 800 migrants are now in Tijuana, and many said they would stay there and wait for the rest of their caravan to arrive and for leaders to advise them on their options for seeking U.S. asylum. Some of the early arrivals went to the border fence to celebrate. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Wednesday visited some of the 5,000 troops deployed along the southern U.S. border to assist the National Guard and Border Patrol. He defended the deployment.
I think that it's very clear that support to Border Police or Border Patrol is necessary right now.
Some 5,000 migrants are expected to reach the U.S. border by Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump has sharply criticized the caravans, casting them as a national emergency. One day after Israel agreed to an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire ending 2 days of conflict with Hamas in Gaza, Israel's defense minister Avigdor Lieberman resigned, calling the truce a capitulation to terror. Uzi Rabi, a Tel Aviv University political analyst, said a full-scale conflict in Gaza would be complicated.
Because of the approaching elections, because of the complications that Gaza's affair could create for Benjamin Netanyahu and for many Israelis who do think that there is no solution to this conflict.
Lieberman's withdrawal from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government leaves the Likud bloc with only 61 seats in the 120-member Knesset. The Reuters news agency, quoting two sources, said the repatriation of Rohingya Muslims back to Myanmar, also known as Burma, will not begin as planned on Thursday. Bangladesh Wednesday has begun preparations to send back over 2,000 Rohingya among the 700,000 who fled a security crackdown more than a year ago. A pearl and diamond pendant owned by Marie Antoinette before she was beheaded during the French Revolution sold for $36 million at an auction in Switzerland on Wednesday. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News. We'll be right back.